Hello, everybody. Welcome back. First, I have to apologize to nobody. What the hell is this? Oh, no, I'm not J. Cole. Man, I'm super excited about this whole rap beef. They seem to finally have bubbled over. I've been a word for like a decade now. They've been dropping shots and shit. They've been saying they number one for a cool minute. Everybody's saying they number one. There's only one number one now. That's Kendrick. I'm such a big kid. I'm a big Kendrick fan. I've been a Kendrick fan since Section 80. Like, since back then. I thought The Paper Butterfly was like a true masterpiece, is what I thought it was. Like, not even though I'm glazing them too hard. I hope I'm not glazing Kendrick super hard, but The Paper Butterfly got me some rough times. So did Good Kid, Mad City. Both those albums got me through like some really, really, really rough times like my whole life. Like times like depression and abandonment and feeling alone. There was a point in time where like I just moved states, right? And I just moved states and was so far away from like everything I ever knew, right? And everyone I ever knew. And just everything was just compiled on the one. It was like such a mess. And it'd been like probably like 2014 and 2016 was like a cascade of just bad life events that really were out of my control. They were just happening to me because of who I was around. Family, for the most part. All apart, really. So it's hard to really avoid family. Like, I just graduated. Life was super scary. All I knew was like, be out here, for real. So, I just moved to the south with my grandparents. And that was like nice, like building that connection with them again. But as I stated, like I was super alone, dude. I just felt like super abandoned. Some real serious shit went down that like it wasn't even on me. Like they just put it on me. Like no court shit, no terrible stuff like that. But it was like I don't know, hard to explain. Just really rough stuff, man. For real, like far rougher than like what I've probably been through, like, this past, like, year alone. Like, some rough shit. And all I had, I was living by myself, right? And all I had was, like, a Kindle and a phone. And all I had on my phone was was Good Kid, Mad City, Section 80, and The Pimp a Butterfly. It was all the records I had on that thing. Cause I didn't even have Wi-Fi. My grandparents like super old school, man. Like, but that's all I had on there. Cause I listened to that shit like every day. Every day I was hustling. I was working, making bread, all type of shit. Riding my bike everywhere at work. And this was like an hour bike ride every day. Like an hour. And I cut that bitch down to 30 minutes. I cut that one down to 30, bro. I was going that like. My boss had teamed up with everyone that worked there, and they got me a mountain bike. And this hoe was badass, bro. This is a badass mountain bike. Like red, black, white stripes every fucking where. I had my dog, my service animal, with me at the time, bro. I was chilling, making hella money. There were times like. I'm not sure why all my like people just put, and they've invested more into me than I know like why. I never understood why. My boss, like, she saw us riding the bike in the heat. And the South gets really hot, guys. Like, the South gets so hot, they have to put up like little heat warnings. Like, you can't even keep your dog outside in the South when it gets like super hot. It's that bad. You can't keep animals outside. You have to bring them inside. Like, it would be, like, become illegal. Especially if the police kind of catch you doing it. And you just might catch the wrong cop on the right day. To really be fucking with you. So, like, they're really going to, like, push the issue. Like, bro, bring that animal inside. Or keep them underneath the house. But, I'm like, if you can't do all that, you shouldn't have an animal. I've seen them take animals away because it's been so hot. But I'm riding my bike to work every day. My boss started driving me literally everywhere. Like, literally. Like, inviting me out to dinners, all type of shit. Like, she was a lesbian. So, it was like, it wasn't, like, some type of sexual relationship between us. Like, it was never none of that shit. But it was always, like, we're always just super cool. Like, I was invited to company dinners, company outings, all type of things. It was wild. It was amazing. It really like one of the better parts of my life. And then coming from the South back up to the West was like such a culture shock for me. Because now people are like, well, you talk to us and stuff, and you're so chivalrous. And like, dude, I spent like 2 years in the South where if I didn't say hello to a woman, she'd think I was gay or she'd think I was mean or some shit. You literally have to say hello to women in the South. Like, have to open doors. You don't have to, but it's like, they're going to be thinking some type of way if you don't. It's like, sure, fuck what they think, but it's like, no, it's Southern comfort. Southern hospitality is a real thing. So it isn't some made up, unbelievable word or something. It's really like a real thing. So all I have is Kendrick. Well, Kendrick. And that's what helped me get through such a rough time, for sure. I biked in the cold. I biked in unsafe neighborhoods. I biked on the roads. I biked everywhere. I even walked some days, just so I can clear my head sometimes. Like, imagine, that walk was like 1 hour and 30 minutes. Like, that was a pretty long walk. So I try and do that shit too often. I must have been really in my head to really walk to work. Like, I must have been really, like, trying to get some shit out of my head at the time. And trying to figure out what to do next. You know? And, I'm so excited about this whole rap beef. Sorry I have to give you guys a story time shit, but that's how you understand, like, oh shit, he's really like a Kendrick stan. I'm an Eminem stan. I had Eminem and Kendrick on my shit, so I was like, it was like every Eminem album, every like 4 Kendrick albums, like I was bumping them shits. J. Cole apologizing, I think it's like a really stupid thing to do, for one. Because me, I'm like, shit, if you meant some shit, bro, you better stand on it. Why you coattailing and hiding like this and popping please? If you meant that shit, stand on that shit. It's simple as that. You meant it, bro. Don't act like you didn't. Of course you did. Why are you saying sorry? J. Cole's probably sorry he's not mentioning these conversations. And like, when did J. Cole become part of the Big Three? It's crazy to me. Like, J. Cole's never been in my Big Three. He's always been like a really great artist to listen to, but he's never been like, ah, man, I'm going through some shit. Let me listen to some J. Cole. Like, no. He's never been like that. Not like later albums, like 2018, like Love Yours and stuff like that. He's never like really been like that guy. Like, I swear he hasn't. He has Big Sean. Big Sean just includes himself in other people's beefs. Like, I'm like, Big Sean, you're not a part of the Big Three. You had Dark Sky of Paradise, bruh. You're not a part of the Big Three, man. Just you had that really great album, probably one of my top 10 favorite albums of all time. Like, bro, I know you, man. You're not a part of the Big Three. I'm a fan of yours. And fans really got to start calling these guys out. Because I'm like, they are thinking that they're better than what they are. They're thinking they should be in these GOAT conversations type of shit. I'm like, no. When did this happen? When did you become a part of this conversation at all? That's why, like, on Drake's diss song, a lot of people call a lot of strays. I'm like, you guys are including yourselves in things that have nothing to do with you. Sure, he's in the shots. He's been at ASAP Rocky since he found out that he'd been with Rihanna. He probably, it's probably been before that, too. But if that's the reason why he's at him, because Drake still has films for Rihanna. He just had a, for all the dogs, he had like 4 songs, literally, talking about Rihanna, like Virginia Beach, and that's just one to name a few. I can't even name off the top of my head, but like so many songs, like 4 songs, I swear to you, 4 songs, like all aiming at Rihanna, and just in ASAP to an extent. So these are kind of warrant shots. He said, Metro, shut your dumb ass up, make some beats. He's like, stop including yourself in other people's shit, bro. This has nothing to do with you. And I think Drake's taking these shots at Metro, or he took that shot at Metro, because I think he really wants to do one of those albums with Metro. Like, he wants to be one of those people that does that album with Metro, bro. And I have a feeling, though, if he does, oh, dude, that's going to be album of, like, the year. That is going to be album of the year. if he does that with Metro Boomin, like, this is just rap beef. This ain't no serious shit, so this will all die down. Kendrick responds, he'll respond, but the fact that he was able just to write a verse on a feature and get this type of traction and response behind it tells me, like, oh, these guys know who the real king is, for sure. Like, you guys know. Of course you know. Ain't no way you don't. Because you don't crowsingly pick at the best fruit, you feel me? So it's like, you guys ain't after him for nothing. If he had nothing, you wouldn't be after him. You wouldn't be calling him out like this. That's just the honest fact. If he does respond, that'd be nice. If he doesn't, I'm like, I'm cool with just what he gave me. I'm like, oh, I'm really like that. And your best work was a light pack. You Prince outlived Mike Jackson. Bam! For all you dogs getting buried. This case for all these nuns. They gonna see Pet Cemetery. Bam! Damn. It's just me, man. Maybe I should just... Nah, I might get flagged again. Honestly, Spotify been kind of on my stuff a little bit. I can't even say the words to songs sometimes. Like, it gets, like, kind of wild how much they're on me. I feel like it's unwarranted, for sure. Because I'm like, I'm not doing nothing that... I see people record whole tracks over their songs. And you mean tell me I can't even sing my favorite lyrics to a song? Like, kidding here? Like, are we serious? Like, you guys, it seems like targeted stuff, but I know I've done some controversial type of pods in the past where I probably shined the wrong type of light on me. Like, good light, for sure, like, good light, but I'm like, it offended so many people, even the truth, especially like 2020, 2021. Dude, I was bombing on, like, I was bombing like everything what was happening. 2020, it was a good year. It was, that's probably what got us such notoriety now, is because of like the 2020 and the fact that I was the only one like recording type of stuff back then. I didn't really see no one else like just really. I stopped working and recorded all 2020. That's how good of a year it was, for sure. I was making, like, bread. It's a great guy. Sure, I didn't know what to do with it, but I know. Yeah, I did what I could with it. Okay. Let me read these damn Kendrick lyrics. Damn. These niggas talking out of their nicks. Don't pull no coffin over your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect. The last one was better. Say it's a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get up. It's time for me to prove that he's a problem. Nigga clicking up ain't clicking up, but cannot be legit. No 40 waters, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak distance, first person shooter. Hope they came with 3 switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel, if I had to. I got 2 T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers, not the play itself. Safe, if he's walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop that okay? I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big 3. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, bum. What? I'm really like that. Your best work was a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, bum. For all you dogs getting buried. This a cave with all these 9s. He gonna see Pet Cemetery. Nigga, bum. Shit was wild. See, I'd just be grateful for that. I'll be just super grateful for that. For sure. Super, I'm like, thanks for blessing me, Kendrick. It's such a good verse, too. Something I can go to the gym with and really, like, play around with and, like, get in my shit. Like, and boom. For all the dolls getting buried. For sure. I'm gonna have, like, a great time with that song for a cool minute. And this is, like... I know I probably glazed Kendrick, like, super hard. And I dissed... just Big Sean a little bit hard, but I'm such a huge Big Sean. I'm just speaking like this ain't personal. This is not personal. This is like no type of. Well, I guess it's personal for Kendrick. It's personal with my relationship with Kendrick. But as opposed to like what I'm talking about, like it's just facts, bro. It's just facts. Without Dark Sky Paradise, where is Big Sean for sure? Like where is he? In terms of where we put him in that category, no one. I'm sure he's someone's big 3. He's just not my big 3. I think he's very talented. he's definitely got he's got something special about him. He's got a lot of things special about him, but he's not in that conversation. Like, he's just not. Or maybe it's just me. Maybe I have to go back and look through his catalog again, and maybe even determine some things from there. But so far, he's just not my big three. Drake is amazing, for one. I expected something more from his diss, though. Like, I wanted something more from that diss. Like, I wanted some ferociousness. Like, I wanted some kind of tenacity behind it. Like, you're just taking shots and stuff like that. I'm like, you're grazing them. I want to see you hit them. Like, hit, make these just for them. Like, autograph these bullets like you did for that Metro little diss you did. Like put it towards, put a name on it. That's why, like, I always tell people, whenever I hear people talking that shit, they people talking cash shit about me, I'll be like, hey, put an address on it so it get to me. Please put an address on it. I ain't gonna know where it's going if I don't see no address. It's going, if return to sender, bro. Hey, let me know if it's going. Let me know where we stand together for sure, so I can move accordingly. Don't lie to me. For real. Like, don't lie to me. Put an address on my shit. Like, you talking shit about me, let me know, bruh. I can talk shit too. Or I'm just gonna avoid you. It's like, either way. But I wanna see Drake's more tenacity. I wanna see more ferociousness behind these disses. Especially if it's going further, I'm like, hopefully he has something more in the stock, like the stock and barrel, you know, like, hopefully nothing you gotta pull out the closet. I'm like, no. Make these, autograph these bullets. That's how you make a good diss. Autograph these bullets. Load the chamber, cock it up, and shoot. Shooter's gonna shoot. I thought Lee was a first-person shooter. I'm like, shooter's gonna shoot. You not really shooting, Drake. I expect you to. As great as Drake is, in terms of just being an artist and being a rapper, he should be doing better than that diss he did. So that's why I'm kind of disappointed in the beef. That's why I'm more signed towards Kendrick. But it really can go either way. I should be happy to even have this type of stuff, because I'm waiting almost a decade for it. I've been waiting since, like, high school for these guys to really go at it. Like, I want to see if all that wolfing is for real. I want to see if, like, ooh, really the best. Because that's what hip-hop is really about. Like, seeing who's the best. Like, it's always been a competitive nature with hip-hop. And I feel like nowadays, the people are trying to take that competitive edge away from it. Just like in sports and stuff, society, they're really trying to take, like, competition out of everything. No, this is how we separate the boys from the men. The sheep from the lions, bro. This is how we do it. This human nature itself is competitive. How can we take such a thing away when humans themselves, if no one was around, it's going to be the strongest really surviving type of shit. Like, we'll probably all go back to, like, how it was, like, a long, long time ago. Like, not slavery, like caveman type of shit. Like, humans without any structure, we're just out here. We're just out here doing stuff. Like, and we're just taking and stealing and killing and pillaging, like people did in the past, for sure. Like, that's just how it's always been. And I feel like society nowadays is trying to take that, even in sports, like, giving second, third place trophies. My mother would never accept anything more than first fucking place with me. I wasn't able to bring home no second place trophy. And all the baseball, and all my martial arts tournaments, and all my boxing, like, my boxing competition when I did Golden Gloves. When I lost Golden Gloves, dude, my mom didn't talk to me for 2 weeks. Like, when I lost Golden Gloves, my mom didn't talk to me for 2 weeks. That's how bad it was. That's how I was raised anyway. To view everything as damn near competitive, as it should be. Well, it's second place. It's not first. It's not first. Like, every martial arts tournament, I used to face a girl. I'd always have to face a girl. My mom would be like, you better break her damn ribs. My mom was, like, not the type to play around. Like, literally, she would tell me, like, if you're fighting a girl, you're fighting a guy, I don't care. But she's like, if that girl wants a step like this in this type of tournament and field, you break her ribs. And I think I did it like twice before. Like, I was just like,
me and mom had to really have a sit down. I really sat my mom down when I was like 10 and told her that I don't like really hurting people like that. And that was a good conversation. But I'm like, as a 10-year-old, I told my mom, I don't wanna hurt people like that anymore. These are people that are way older. In my youth, I was fighting people. I was fighting adults. Like, I've been fighting for like a very long time. I've been trained for a very long time, probably since like six. So, every new martial art, my mom even signed me up for it. 'Cause well, there was like a, my mom even sent me like a martial arts tour for like a little bit, bro. Was boxing to get like a little bit of footwork in. Then I got really good at that, and I fractured my wrist, and my pinky hitting the bag the wrong way. So that's the only reason why I couldn't do Golden Gloves anymore. Like, she just wouldn't talk to me, and I consider that a loss too. That scar's like still there. It's like all the way down like my whole hand, like wraps around my wrist a little bit, kind of curves. Like, yeah, it's kind of messed up. It looks better, so much better now than it ever did. But like a little the boxing thing I did for a few years, and that was like coming out of preschool. I did that for so long, like going into middle school. I was still doing boxing, and then I did taekwondo, and then while I was doing taekwondo, my mom had me in separate classes of Krav Maga. So, on top of that, I was also taking summer vacations and winter breaks to see my uncle, who is a Marine Corps martial arts instructor. He's a second degree Don, or he was a second degree Don. He's passed, sadly. But he trained me from like middle school all the way up to high school, like all the way up to like probably 10th grade, and I was still doing taekwondo at the time as well. And then Krav Maga, I got up to a red belt in that. I got up to a black belt in taekwondo, and my boxing was still good. On top of like all the things I learned, and like she was so serious about making me like the best thing ever. I was like, this is insane. And a lot of people are like, oh, this is insane regimen. This is even the half of it. I was still doing baseball. I still have baseball practice on top of this stuff. I still, my mom had me weight training at like 12 to put like meat on my bones and make sure like the punches and like the kicks are gonna knock someone through a wall. So my mom, like, she built me up from like, I don't know, like at 12, I was not even supposed to be in the gym at 12 years old. As a child, I believe like you should let them kind of. Their body's kind of mature into like the role, but I still grew up 6 foot 6'2", 6'3". It didn't affect me too much, but like other people are not like me. What I kind of accepted is like people aren't like you. You can't expect people to be like you. You can't expect them to react like you. Like, they're just not you. And even though you treat people good, you can't expect them to like treat you back good. Like, you just can't. You just can't do that in life. I'm sorry. But yeah, people are trying to take the competitive nature out of life. Life itself is competitive. It's like, you better compete. If you're not competing with nobody else, you better compete with yourself to be better than you were yesterday. And that's what I always strive to be, better than I was yesterday. Even by like a small margin. Even just taking care of myself a little bit better than I did. Getting more sleep. That's what I consider self-care, is like getting rest, getting sleep, making sure like I'm good for the day. Whenever I start my day, I'm like, you got more sleep than you did. You drink a little bit more water. You seem more relaxed. You recovered a lot quicker. You're doing really good. I tell myself like positive affirmations like every day nowadays. So that's what you really gotta do. Hopefully this beef doesn't go too far, you know. Hopefully, you know. He said, I'm just lucky Kendrick blessed us with this little bit of beautifulness. I wanna see more from Drake. And maybe I wanna see more from Big Sean too. If people don't like me, if we don't think you're involved in this beef, how about you put yourself in like everybody else? How about that? How about you show us? See some action behind them words, or else they're just words, and they mean very little, you know. Remember, guys, you can't know what you don't know, and if you knew better, I believe you'd do better. Bam.